This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal to send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Just this morning, White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Australian WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in a British prison waiting for a verdict on whether he will be extradited to the United States. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports Australian officials say Assange will receive the same consular help as any Australian citizen, while Britain's leader of the opposition is strongly against his extradition.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said that Assange, who faces a US charge of conspiring to reveal government secrets, would not receive any special treatment from the Australian government. However, Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has said that she had sought assurances from the US that Assange would not be exposed to the death penalty if he was extradited. Meanwhile, the leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, has tweeted that the government should oppose the extradition of Julian Assange, saying that the US is trying to extradite Assange because he exposed what he calls evidence of atrocities in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Large